Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is a 10-year-old Shawnee, Kansas boy who became a viral internet sensation this past October after getting on stage with the Foo Fighters at Sprint Center. And today, he'll be playing outside of the Sprint Center from 4 to 7 p.m. before the big show to help raise money for the University of Kansas Health System's pediatric units. Please welcome Collier Cash Rule.
Holy cow, man, everything's in here. He's running in here like he's... Look at you. You're right. How you doing, man?
Good.
Oh, my God, we have so much stuff to talk about, to get caught up on. Hey, you go to Metallica on Monday?
Yes, I did.
Down in Wichita?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. I heard that James Hetfield said hi.
Yes, he did.
How did that happen?
We were in the front, so he saw me with a sign, and he was going to let me up there, but then it would have went way past curfew.
Mm-hmm. How did you, by the way, Mom, how did we end up on the front row?
You know, there was somebody that was following Collier from the whole Foo Fighters thing that was at the show and messaged us and had a
nice
and pass. Yeah, well, saved us a spot on the rail. So
that's fantastic, man.
I know.
Now listen, don't ruin the show for me, but how good was it?
It was the best concert ever.
Right? Now, we all met. We were talking about the Foo Fighters, man. You remember? You may remember this, Collier.
Yeah.
Play guitar, Collier. Put it in the mic.
Yes.
What songs do you know?
I know a lot of Metallica songs. Oh!
You want to do a Metallica song? You want to do a Metallica song? All right. Do I know a lot of Metallica songs? Me and Taylor know Metallica songs. Hit him with it, Collier.
Fantastic. And of course, he ended up giving you his guitar.
Yeah.
And you sold that, didn't you?
No.
You didn't? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You didn't sell that. You didn't sell that for some kind of Metallica stuff? Nothing?
No. Nope.
No. Dude, how great is that? What's it been like since you played on stage with the Foo Fighters?
The same as it was before.
Yeah? It doesn't feel any different? I mean, you got a lot of attention. How much money did you raise on that first lemonade stand?
You can say close to $25,000.
Yeah. And that money went to Bo. Now, I want to talk about Bo. Bo is your best friend, and you, what did they decide? Did they ever name what's going on with Bo?
So,
because there's so many different issues.
So the National Institute of Health dubbed it Bo Syndrome because he's the only kiddo that has the slew of complications that he has. So... there's lots of kids like Bo, unfortunately, at the pediatric unit at KU. So
what all does he go through? I know he's got the diabetic issue.
Right. And he's got lung issues. And I mean, it really is a host of complications. Yeah. So.
And yeah. How's he today, by the way? Because he was fun over at the house.
You know, Carolyn sent me, Bo's mom sent me a message and said he was taking it easy this morning so that he could have a good solid day. But, you know, they never know. He misses quite a bit of school.
Hey, what did he do with that? What was the number you said to me that night? In 1 year, how many days was he in the hospital?
It was
250.
It's crazy. I mean, Carolyn said the other day she spent over 500 nights in the hospital with him. Ugh. The kiddo's had over 50 surgeries. I mean, yeah.
50?
Yeah.
He's 10.
Yeah.
And so you decided that you want to help his mom and dad out because they have to miss a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's just tough, man. And plus, I think it makes him feel good that people care about him. Yeah. And I think that means a ton. You know, sometimes just telling, you know, somebody knowing that somebody cares about you, that people are thinking of you can make you feel better. And you did that. And then you're going to continue to do that. And right out of the gate, I want to say thank you to the guys at Sprint Center for letting him put his stage up with DSS and put the lemonade stand on. Now, this has nothing to do with Metallica per se, although they're fantastic human beings, and I'm sure they have no issue with it. But thank you to the Sprint Center. Thank you to everybody at DSS. And thank you to everybody who puts a little money into for KU Pediatrics. And so you decided the money should now go to help out.
Yes.
Why? Why do you want to do that? I understood Bo is your friend, but why keep going?
Because last time we just helped Bo, and I would like to help a lot more people this time.
Yep. Your idea? You've been practicing?
Yes.
4 to 7. It's going to be cold.
Yes, it's going to be pretty cold.
Yeah. All right. Hey, where's your amp on? Are you warming up over there? You're warming up while we're talking?
Yeah. We're about his business over here.
That's right. What are you playing? Is that an Explorer? I can't see the guitar. The shape. Yeah, it's an Explorer shape. Nice. I wonder who plays an Explorer sometimes.
James Hetfield.
James Hetfield. This James Hetfield?
Collier is 10 years old. And he's here for a while. Who's that behind you? Is that mom? Yeah, you got a cool mom, all right? I must say. All right, 10 years old in the front row of the Metallica show. When I was 10 years old, I was not in the front row of the Metallica show. We'll put it that way. All right. Welcome to the family. So this one is for you and everyone else who feels young inside. And that's everybody, baby. All right. Wichita, do you like your music heavy? Yes. Do you want heavy now? Yes. Metallica gives you heavy, baby.
Are you set? Listen, he's over there firing it up. You got the amp going, my God. How many hours a day do you play?
Two?
Mom, do you love hearing it 2 hours every day?
I mean, I'll take the guitar over the drums any day.
You know, it is fun to listen to you play. You came by the house over Halloween. You and Bo did and hung out a little bit. And I bored you to tears with all the rock and roll memorabilia and telling you stories.
Yeah, that was a lot of stuff.
That was a lot of stuff.
That's a great way to put it.
Your house is someday going to be turned into the next rock and roll museum.
It's weird. It's weird in there, isn't it? So much weird stuff.
It's not
monsters.
Weird. It's just cool about all the stuff.
You're the coolest guy I've ever known. Collier's really. See, he gets me.
He understands you.
He gets me. We're roughly the same developmental. Someday he's going to surpass me, and I won't be cool. But right now, I'm cool. So you're going to play for. Now, what are you going to play for 3 hours? I mean, because you got to play what people want to hear. You got to give them a little something to bring them in. You know what I mean? I suppose you're going to do a bunch of different bands.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of rock and like 90s and 80s heavy thrash.
Yeah? Yeah. Here, give me a little bit. Are you hot? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Just give me like a good, like the main riff of the song, like certain ones you really love.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice done. Nicely done. Seek and destroy. Seek and destroy. What else you got then? Hiding in there. You choose anything, man. It can all be used. little Sabbath.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. You were raised correctly. Who else do you like besides Sabbath and Metallica? Like, tell me some of your favorite bands.
Metallica, Foo Fighters, Alice in Chains, Rage Against the Machine, and Tool.
What about Man in the Box?
Yep.
You like? Can you play that?
It's in a different tuning.
Oh, it's a D, isn't it?
No, it's a half step down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. By the way, he looked at me like, oh, you're cute. My bad. You are. All right, give me another one. What do you want to play, Foo? You want to do a Foo song? Because it might be nice since you didn't play Foo on the stage with Foo.
Okay. I'm tuned
down. We got time. Now, what tuning is this going to be?
Drop D.
What was I saying a minute ago? Nice. Nice, man. Nice. What do you play the most, you think?
That one that I just played.
You've been working on AC/DC at all?
Yes.
It's hard, isn't it? Dude, try beating around the bush one time. That song seems almost impossible to me. It's so hard to play. What do you like to play AC/DC wise? You got anything that you're feeling strong about? I like to make you tune every song. You know, your mom needs to tune so you can be the rock star. Fantastic. AC/DC's always fun, man. How's your solo work coming along? Are you doing mostly rhythm now, or are you into solos yet?
Solo.
Have you been doing like leads? Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one do you like best? Do you have one you feel really strong about? Because that's what I can do.
Man.
Yeah?
Solo for that.
Can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Those are tough. Kirk Hammett is you know, yeah. He's not easy to emulate, man. It's not easy at all. You go back to some of the old Metallica, which you like better? Do you like, because the new album's incredible.
Yeah.
I was super happy with the way it sounded. But what do you like in the old, like off Kill 'Em All?
Out of Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets, and Justice for All, the Black Album.
Yep.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah, me too. I love Master of Puppets. Can you do the riff to Master?
Oh, wait. I don't know how to play the rest of it.
It's tough because there's a lot of parts to it.
I used to know how to play it, but I forgot how to play it.
Look, you're going to have to brush up today because that's going to be an important one this afternoon, man, which will be fine. You'll hammer it. He is going to be outside the Sprint Center from 4 to 7 today. He's raising money for a great cause, man. It's the KU Pediatric Center. He's already raised $25,000 simply by caring and playing guitar and getting people to understand that his friend Bo was sick. And it feels good to do good. So he's going to continue on. I got to, again, thank the Sprint Center for letting him set up outside. The guys at DSS for getting you a stage and getting you something to you can get up there. And what all are they doing, Jeremy? Because, see, here's the problem. I almost feel bad for introducing you to Jeremy. Because now everything's overblown. Like, there's nothing small, you know, right?
No.
There's no small, like, he's not going to stand on a five-gallon bucket now.
No, he's really like the best thing since sliced bread, that Jeremy. I mean, him and all of his people are pretty
Joel
fantastic.
Joel and Church and
I
Austin.
I know. They've been so good to him. So when I told him it was happening, he just said, I got it. And every time I check in with him, it's like, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Have you seen anything?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, whatever it is, it'll
be. He just got it.
That's welcome to Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
Well, you saw Halloween. That was all Jeremy. You know, it's ridiculous. The robots is absurd.
Yeah, that was cool.
P.S. I got a new flamethrower.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You're going to need to come out and shoot it. it's ridiculous. Like, this one's ridiculous. Yeah, we're going to have to go out and shoot the flamethrower out of the land. It'll be fun, Mom.
I mean, yeah, sounds really like
it's very
elementary
safe.
School appropriate. Yeah, right.
I guess
on
I forget.
Point.
What grade are you in, Collier?
Fifth.
Fifth grade, man. Are you going to stay in school or are you going to go ahead and drop out this year?
Well, I would drop out to go on tour, but I guess that's against the law for some reason.
Yes, it's true. That is against the law. I was talking to Mom about it just the other day. None of that now. But from 4 to 7 today, you're going to be outside the Sprint Center and raising money for KU Pediatrics. And again, thanks to the Sprint Center and all those guys and DSS and everybody that helps. And everybody, when you walk by today and you're down in that area, man, make sure that you throw a couple bucks in it. It's fantastic. Somebody in fifth grade working this hard, because it's not easy, man. And how many Instagram followers do you have now?
About 13,000. Yeah.
On a serious note, how hard is it to monitor all that and make,
He's only allowed to use Instagram on my phone, and we were a little nervous after the whole Foo Fighters thing because
it went viral overnight.
But I got to tell you, we have not received one weird message. I mean, maybe
no trolls,
one.
Nothing.
No.
Yes, we did.
Well, that was a separate issue.
That was on Facebook.
That had nothing to do with you.
No, not that the other one.
Nothing to do with you.
I can't wait to hear about this. That's all I know.
Another day. Call your cash. Another day.
How many times has it been viewed now, the Foo Fighters video?
Oh, I think almost 40 million. And then such a sweet story. So the woman that took that video is from Iowa and ended up becoming a really great friend of ours. And she's driving in from Iowa to do the lemonade.
She's already here.
Yeah.
That's really nice. We've
made so many great connections.
Kid can't stop playing guitar, can he?
Yeah, welcome to my life. 24 hours.
So it's 2 hours amp time and nonstop this.
I mean, yeah.
Have you been writing any of your own?
No, not yet.
It's time to start.
I'd like to.
Doesn't matter. You just do it. Doesn't have to be great the first one. You just got to do it. You got to knock the first one out. You keep writing songs. And then as you do it, remember the first time you tried to play anybody's song? Did it sound great?
No.
No, but it takes time. And now it sounds great. You just got to get over the hump and make yourself do it. Once you do, you're going to be great. But that's the key. You got to write your own songs, Collier. I expect to hear an incredible song by tomorrow. All right.
I don't think I'll have time for that. I wish.
Which side of Sprint Center, this person was asking. I'm going to assume that it's going to be on the front side.
Yeah, so right in front of the main entrance, if you're facing that main entrance directly to the right, in between the doors and the box office. They've got them up elevated just a little bit.
Excellent. Somebody said, how can we spread the word on social media for Collier, a website, Facebook, can we pimp? If you want to spread the word, Instagram is
at Collier Cash Guitar. The link is in the bio for the donation page for KU Pediatrics, or just at Collier Cash on Facebook as well.
This young man, somebody said, this kid sounds good, but you need to introduce him to Jimi Hendrix.
I already know Jimi Hendrix.
You know what? But he makes a good point. Jimmy changed everything, man. Yeah. That is advanced playing. That's a whole
The Jimi Hendrix experience thing with Dave Mustaine and Zakk Wylde coming here?
I don't know. That's a good question, man. How do you feel about Zakk Wylde?
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. He's a Viking. He's awesome. Who would you say your top five favorite guitar players are?
Oh.
It's hard to choose, isn't it? I'm going to say Hetfield's at the top.
Jerry Cantrell.
Yep.
Kirk Hammett, Angus Young, and Tom Morello.
Yes. You and Morello spent some time together.
Yes.
Well, how did that happen?
My mom bought tickets and not many people showed up, surprisingly, which that was kind of sad.
Well, it happens sometimes, man. It just means you have good taste and others don't.
Yeah, and we were in the front and he gave me a guitar pick and I talked to him for a minute. He let everybody up on stage, and before my mom could even get out of her chair, I was already up there.
So they play, so he does what song?
Killing in the Name of.
And everybody is singing along, and Collier's standing right next to him in front of me, and everyone has their middle fingers up and singing along.
That's right, F you.
And
I won't do what you tell me.
Totally.
That's right.
And my sweet little child is standing in front of me, and we're right by his gear, so I'm leaning over Collier's shoulder just to make sure we're not going to get step on his pedals, right? And guess whose child has their middle fingers up where their mother can't see him and is singing along. So when we're done, I'm like, hey, bud, We don't do that. And he goes, oh, weird. I thought you told me I could. And I said, no, nowhere ever did I say, if we happen to be on stage with Tom Morello, it's cool to sing the words and throw your middle fingers up with everyone else.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get
but
by.
You're cute. Oh, you're
that's
cute.
A hard one,
I'll
man.
Keep you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. You want to do that when they're not around.
That's, right. They,
when they're in the bedroom, maybe with headphones on and, you know. It's an important part of the process not to do that in front of mom.
Yeah.
So Rage Against the Machine, you know, and that's why there wasn't a bunch of people there. If it would have been a Rage Against the Machine show, it would have been millions, you know, everybody would go. So I like the fact that you're bummed out for Morello because not enough people came.
Uh-huh, yeah. He took it really personally.
Did you take that personally?
Yes.
Why? What did it make you feel like?
Well, it's kind of strange that the Rage Against the Machine were like, oh, we're having a reunion tour. They would sell out Arrowhead, but then the guitarist comes and then barely anybody shows up. It's disappointing.
Well, let me tell you the truth about that. It means you're a real fan and the really hardcore ones, they show up and then other people just kind of enjoy the music. And it's always going to be that way, my friend. There's going to be people like you who live for it and other people who just enjoy it when it's there and it's convenient. But it's you know. I mean, how many songs do you listen to a day?
Millions.
Right? Every day. What does music mean to you?
I mean, so much I can't answer the question.
I mean, when you get angry, when you get sad, when you get happy, you know, you have the ones that you like to listen to, right?
Yep.
Like when I'm mad, it's always heavier stuff. When I'm happy, it's like a little more light, like AC/DC type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's all right. What's your go-to band if you had a bad day? And there's no wrong answer. Tool? Bad? Yeah, that's a good bad day. What about your favorite, like, summertime band? You have a certain band you like to listen to in the earbuds while you're on your bike running around with your buddy, you and Bo? What do you and Bo listen to?
Foo Fighters.
Foo? Always the Foo?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's good, happy music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard, by the way, before I let you go, have you heard from Dave Grohl? He's not going to adopt you. All right.
No, not today.
He may have heard about the finger issue.
that's what put the kibosh on it. See?
All right. Listen. Yes. Oh, by the way, does mom have a job besides being a mom? I guess they want to know what you do.
Oh, mom does have a job.
Mom has a very nice job.
Mom has to pay the bills with the J-O-B, folks.
That's right. By the way, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
You love him?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something you like? Anything you like in particular by Stevie Ray?
No, I like all of it.
Yeah, start with "Can't Stand the Weather."
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you got a lot of stuff to go to. People have got to know from 4 to 7. You're going to be outside Sprint Center today. All the money goes to KU Pediatrics, and I think it's super important that you're doing it. It's also amazing that you've never stopped playing the guitar the entire time I've been talking to you.
Try to have a conference call at home.
No. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
What are you playing?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Let me hear it. Just for fun. Mm-hmm. Turn your amp up a little. Okay. I just want to hear your noodle. You're just doing it for fun, right? And you said you can't write. You said you haven't written anything. You're writing right now. It doesn't have to be the same way every time, just when you place whatever you feel, right?
Yeah.
And that sounded great, didn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel confident about it or no?
Yes, I felt confident.
All right. All right. Well, do your best, man. Are you going to play us out? You going to play some Metallica on the way out? Okay. You going to play us in the break? Got to amp it up. Tonight, outside the Sprint Center, from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, playing guitar, doing a great thing, raising more money for KU Pediatrics, man.